Dealing with threats to their livestock is part of a rancher's daily life, and one of the hardest threats to deal with is depredation, especially if the animal killing their stock is a protected species. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel has more about the battle between ranchers and one predator in particular.
Golden eagles can be massive. An adult's wingspan can be almost 7.5 feet wide, and they can weigh up to 15 pounds. And according to wildlife biologist Charles Preston, a longtime eagle researcher, they're incredibly capable hunters.
They have quite a broad diet, very diverse, depending on where they live and what's available. In general, their favored food is about size. It's usually medium-sized mammals. But in addition to that, they certainly can and do take foxes, even carnivores the size of coyotes.
Preston says, for the most part, golden eagle populations in Wyoming are stable or slowly declining. But as people start spreading into the open, rural locations eagles favor, their typical prey species are being pushed out. Preston says a lot of the expansion is being done by ranchers, which means their livestock may start to replace some of the eagles' natural prey.
We find that in most cases where eagles take livestock, at least on a regular basis, it's because their natural prey, native prey, is not available or not abundant, usually due to habitat quality issues. The habitat's just not there supporting the native prey. And, ooh, here's a nice source of food in the form of a sheep or lamb or small calf.
And while that's good news for the eagles, it's not so great news for the ranchers. Brandy Forgy owns Forgy Land and Livestock with her husband, Keith. They raise Angus cattle and two different kinds of sheep. The Forgies have about 2,400 sheep, and each year their ewes give birth to about 2,100 lambs. But Brandy estimates they lose at least 150 to 250 each year to predators. And she says the worst depredation is on their lambs.
It could be any of them. I mean, some people have trouble with their calves or whatever. For us, mainly it's lambs. We get a few ewes, yearlings once in a while, but definitely lambs with the eagles and the coyotes. And so I'd definitely say it's mainly the lambs where we have our biggest problem.
But golden eagles are a protected species, and they're not just protected, they're covered by two laws, the Migratory Bird Act and the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. This means that the Forgies or any other rancher can't kill them to protect their stock. They can't even scare the birds off. They need a special hazing permit for that.
So if we're having trouble, say, I'm just using us as an example, if we're having a lot of trouble with eagles, and a lot of times it's more golden eagles, then you can get a permit to kind of harass them a little bit, like loud noises and whatnot.
A different permit allows falconers to remove golden eagles for ranchers, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service only lets 6 eagles in the entire country to be taken from the wild each year for falconry. Trapped goldens can also be relocated, but they often find their way back or start causing issues for other ranchers. Mike Foster is the state director for the USDA Wildlife Services Program. His office is the one ranchers call if they have a predator problem. He speculates that they don't get as many calls about eagle depredation as is actually happening.
Why call and have it documented if there's nothing you can do? And then I think that a lot of ranchers, frankly, don't even know that there's an option out there. They know that eagles are protected. They don't know of anything they can do, and so they don't call.
Foster says the best way ranchers can increase their chances of getting one of those permits is to document the cause of all depredation. But when most herds are in large pastures and scavengers are abundant, proper documentation can be difficult.
And that's one of the challenges that ranchers have, is finding these kills out on a large landscape like we have in Wyoming, finding them in time so that they can call us, Wildlife Services, and we can get out there and investigate it before a coyote comes along and finishes eating it or something like that.
Foster says another option for ranchers is a small pot of money offered by Farm Services to compensate for eagle losses. While eagles are usually responsible for a small percentage of all depredation ranchers deal with, they tend to target ranchers for several years in a row, which can cause major losses in the long run. In other words, it's a problem without a good solution. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.